flows like water. It wears away the hardest stone. It winds its way down to the shore and bears the weary traveler home. Let your love wash down on.
Olden in the Way, sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yeah. Well, today we have a very special guest,
our brother,
Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Roger.
We asked Roger if he would be willing to share with our listeners what it's like to care for someone, his wife in this case, Andrea, who has dementia. We thought that there are a lot of people in the listening world who have the same job as a caretaker, and it might be interesting to find out what's involved and all the background information that involves.
And of course, you and Andrea have been married for a long time. You have...
Yeah, that's right, Jack. 37 years.
Whoa. You have children. You have grandchildren. You live in Madison, Wisconsin, a wonderful city where you were a nurse for many, many years, and she was a teacher.
And you worked in an Alzheimer's unit, right?
Yes, I did. I worked at a state mental health facility, a geriatric unit, psych unit, but we also had patients that were had dementia. So, yes, I've been around many people that have had that issue.
So prior to having the job as caretaker, I know you retired. How did you spend your retirement years so far?
Oh, let's see. Well, for a while there, I was doing long distance running. I did marathons and half marathons and triathlons. So I was retired, and I also had a part-time job, which I still have, working as a wellness screener for a company. And so my wife and I we had just active and normal life.
And you traveled.
Okay. Yes, we did do some traveling. We had traveled to have some friends down in the North Carolina area. We'd go down there every year, and we travel up to Door County. We did some camping there, which we enjoyed.
So, how long ago did you start to notice a change in her mental or physical abilities?
Oh, I would say it was about 2 years ago. Things were becoming obvious that something wasn't right. She was, asking a lot of repetitive questions over and over about the same question, and or she didn't know where certain people lived that she should know. They were made you wonder what was going on, that there's something not quite right. And she would have issues with driving, not knowing how to get to places that she should know how to get to. So that kind of led us to believe there was something more going on than just, you know, senior moments.
And what was her response to these changes or episodes?
Well, she pretty much denied everything. She's been denying it, I think, ever since it happened.
I've heard that that's pretty normal. But, yes.
I don't know. I guess if it was me, I would think if I was starting to not remember things, I would want to, you know, do something about it, you know.
Well, did she consult her doctor?
No. She's never been one to go to see a doctor, she rarely went in at all, and she didn't like taking medications at all.
So how did you deal with that?
Well, she wouldn't go in to see a doctor, so that's couldn't take her if she wasn't going to go. And I tried, you know, continuing her medications.
But eventually, wouldn't she run out of medications and she'd have to see a doctor?
Eventually, that would happen, but she just stopped taking them for like about a year. She wasn't taking anything that was prescribed for her.
Well, that solves that problem, I guess.
We did finally get back in to see a doctor when the yearly exam that you need to go in once a year in order to continue your meds.
So you went with her?
I went with her, yes. Got her in there. And I was very thankful. It was very important that we got there. She saw her doctor, and they did the dementia test. They do that with all Medicare patients, you know, that they check to see how well you're doing. You're doing, you know, making a clock and trying to figure out, put down the hour of the day and there.
And they give you a list of words and you have to, I've had that test.
Oh. every time you go in for your yearly exam, you know. But anyway, she didn't do well at all. And it was obvious that there wasn't normal. And was diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's disease at that time.
How did she react to that?
Well, she's been in denial about it. You know, she's pretty much denied if anything was the problem, if anything was wrong.
So what did all this do to your life? What were the changes in your time and hobbies and, you know?
Oh, well.
Have we got all day?
Well, I obviously, it's been good that I'm retired. I needed to be around the house more, obviously. She needed someone to be with her.
At all times?
All the time. Mm. Yeah, increasingly, you know, as time went on, it became more and more evident, you know, somebody needed to be with her all the time. So, she would sleep. She does sleep a lot, so sleeping more than usual. Sleeping till late in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like she's sleeping right now. And so I would do things. Errands and things. I would run off for an hour or whatever.
I can't imagine how I would react to that kind of thing. What incredible changes. And I know for you that your faith has played a big part in this.
Can you speak to that?
Well, I guess my faith is, you know, it just that I ask God for help in every decision, you know, helping me to make wise decisions, helping me to be a patient person, be a good, you know, being a good, the best caretaker and care person that I can be for her. So, and I pray that she'd have an enjoyable and enjoyable day and satisfying day. Just asking God for help in everything that I do, you know, with her, and making sure that she has a pleasant day.
What is her pleasant day like?
Oh, her pleasant day is, you know, just, you know, everything, getting up in the morning, getting going, having a nice breakfast out here on the deck, listening to some music, trying to listen to some, she likes to listen to some Christian contemporary music. Her faith has been very important to her over the years.
And I wonder, Roger, does she still understand her faith? I know it was extremely important to her. With Alzheimer's, do you lose a sense of religion or what?
Well, I think in her case, she has. We used to go to church until about last December. She just decided that wasn't something she wanted to do anymore. So we watch it on TV. Fortunately, it's online. We can tune in that way. So we watch it on Sunday. But she doesn't seem to be something she's all that interested in anymore.
Well, do you have caregivers for her or family members? We both live like 100 miles away.
Well, fortunately, I have her, you know, Andrea has a daughter from a previous relationship, and she lives in Madison, and she has two sons. She comes over two or three times a week and helps out, which is very important, because if I didn't have her helping me, I would just be here all by myself all the time, you know. And I would have to, you know, search somewhere else for help.
You have searched for various resources. Can you speak to that?
Well, there are agencies. It's a big city, so there are a lot of agencies, people that can help you, support you, such as the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is a good place to start. They'll answer any questions you've got, you know, that, which is good, and they can direct you to where to go with your problems that you might have. So I inquired with them, and they got me involved in some support groups, which was helpful. And they gave me a list of places, like for home health care, if I needed someone to come in and help out. And they gave me a list of nursing homes. They gave me a form that I could fill out that has to do with finances. Because I was very concerned if I would go bankrupt or something if I had to put it, in a nursing home or whatever. So that was, I've got that. I haven't filled it out yet, but at least I've got it. They give me a list of nursing homes also, which you can check into. That's something that you have to do yourself.
Is that something that you're close to doing, do you think?
Pardon?
Is that something that you think you're close to doing?
Definitely. I want to be prepared for the worst, I guess, happening, you know, something.
Yeah.
If Andrea gets to a point where I can't take very good care of her here at the house, well then.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to go to a nursing home.
Does she recognize you as your husband still?
Not anymore, no.
Oh,
I'm
my
just,
God.
I'm just some guy, I guess, a friend. That's in the house, and no, she says, I'm not married, and I don't want to get married.
Oh, okay. That must be hard to hear.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it doesn't hurt me too much. I guess anymore. I understand that's
typical.
It's
part of the disease.
Yeah, it is part of the disease, and so I just kind of understand that that's what's speaking to me is part of the disease. I'm there for her, and whatever she says, whoever she thinks I am, it doesn't really make any difference. I'm going to be there the best I can, do the most that I can for her.
You're a good brother.
As long as I can.
And a good husband.
So what words of advice do you have for us? Because, on almost a daily basis, Mark and I are saying to one another, don't you go dying on me, or don't, you know, who's going to go down first? Who's going to be sick? So what advice do you have in case we are in a similar situation?
Well, I think something like that happens to a person. You have all kinds of questions, you know, kind of some anxieties. You want to get help from other people, other places. There's, like I said, the Aging and Disability Resource Center we have in Madison here. I think they, I don't know if the other places have.
Yeah, they have one in our county, probably. Yes. Every county.
You know, your own personal doctor is important, you know, your own personal person's doctor can help out with medications, which was very helpful for me, because Andrea was initially she was getting kind of agitated, and it was difficult because a few months back last fall, I was able to get her doctor to prescribe some medications, an antidepressant and also an antipsychotic medication, which helped with the agitation. And that's been very helpful. Now she's very pleasant to be around, whereas before it was kind of difficult. She didn't know what was going to kind of set her off and get her upset. But now she's very pleasant and easy to be around.
And she has a pet. She has a pet that she adores, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, she has a little poodle, kind of a toy poodle, very small, 5-pounder, that she's had for the last 12 years. And it's very close to this little dog. And it's kind of like her little baby. She sleeps with the dog and carries her around much of the day. So that's been very helpful. Also, support groups are important. If you get involved in a support group, that's, you know, other people that have had similar issues can help you, you know, as far as what you might want to do. We also got hospice involved, which even though everybody thinks that, you know, hospice gets involved when you only have 6 months to live, but they can also help you don't have to have 6 months left.
They come in and do an assessment, right?
Yeah, they came in and did an assessment, and actually in July we're going to have a nurse practitioner is going to come in every month and just check her out and
okay.
See how things are going. I imagine we'll be able to ask questions and get advice from her. Other family members are helpful. Home health agencies can be helpful, bringing in people to help. Adult daycare centers can be helpful for taking your loved one there.
If you can afford it.
Yeah. Some of these things are quite expensive. And neighbors, your church, people at church can be helpful. Senior centers can be helpful. I would advise looking into getting a power of attorney for health care, which we did a few years ago. So I am now I have a power of attorney for that.
Just
dealing with your loved one, you know, you just need to have patience is also important, you know, repetitive questions, things like this, things can get kind of irritating.
Well, we know that you inherited mother's patience. We know that. You've done a wonderful job giving us the background for if and when that day comes for one of us or our spouses or our listeners. We can't thank you enough for being willing to put yourself out there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just try to get as much information as you can from anybody that can be helpful.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome.
Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. We hope you enjoy our show. Music by Hall and Sidnor. Finds its way down to the shore and bears the weary traveler home. Let your love wash down on. Overflowing well, enticing every seed to grow, and coursing strong through every cell. Let your love wash down on. A simple blessing from above.